Good morning, good afternoon.
Hello, good morning. Good afternoon, I guess. Yes, I am. I really am. Getting all these ideas.
Good.
I have to say, Ted, it wasn't a real bad month for me.
Was or was not? I didn't hear the word. Was it was a bad year for you, or was not a bad month for you?
No, it wasn't a bad month for me at all. In fact, we got a big miracle. Our life was saved on our anniversary. And the thing was, it was people in my life who were hurting, you don't like to see anybody going through pain and death.
If you listen to the recording, I there is a sentence in there that I relate, that while it's a difficult month for most people, that if you have the vessel sufficiently large enough to handle the light of the month, it really is a blessing.
Well, I don't know if I had enough of the month. I shouldn't be an extra merciful. Because I try to think of, you never know if you have the merit for anything.
No, of course not. And if you think you have the merit, it's probably you don't. I could actually say you actually don't.
Mm-hmm.
I
felt like it was maybe the Orga news, coming in the month before. The more it just becomes so precious to you. And I kind of think this year was extra special.
Very true. And
good morning.
The Orga news is good morning, Bernice. The Orga news in the first 2 days. It's the last 2 days of holiday, of Hanukkah. So absolutely, it is that Orga news light. So please join me in saying the Ana Bekoach.
All right, I'm going to mute.
Okay. Ana Bekoach, Gedula Chimincha. Tati Serura Aleph Gimel Yitach Tzadi Kabel Rimat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu Nora Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun Na Gibor Dor Sheyechudcha Kivavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalad Yud Kaf Shin Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sitkatcha Tamid Gamlen Betet Resh Saritav Gimel Chasin Kadosh Berov Tucha Nael Adatah Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zion Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Tzadiyud Taf. We've brought the energy of creation into our space. We're now going to separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of that creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei. Adonai Yohei Wahei. El Rachum V'chanun Erech Apayim We're now going to connect to the energy of certainty by reading a verse from the Zohar, from Parashat Yitro, Pasuk 29, and we will start with a L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bidhilu Erchimu Hilu Hilu Erchimu Le'achda L'shem Yudhe Bavavhe P'yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah. La'asok Ba'mitzvah. Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Konaneh Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Konanehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tanenan Dekudsha Berichu Koma Deaved Le'ela Wittata Kolaihu Kishot Yovada Dikshot Beleid lach mila bi alma devae Barnash ledachya leya mineya Ulan haga beya kalana dehakulu Ovada dikshot inun wikola Itzterich bi alma. The year 5778, which has the energy of bowing to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem, we will now connect to this energy through two verses from the Tanakh. 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6 is the first of the two verses we study. Vayishkav Amnon vayitchal vayavo Amelech liroto vayomer Amnon el hamelech tavo nat amar achoti ud labeiv leene shete levivot bievre miada. The second verse that we study, that connects to bowing to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem, is Psalm chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Chet. These letters of the name are separated by three letters each. That verse is Psalm chapter 32, verse 5. Chatati odiacha Va'avoni lo kisiti amarti ode ale pashai ladonayo hewahe viata nasata avon chatati sela. And I remind you that the word selah we've been studying in the Psalms, and Selah represents a word that is a pause in order to contemplate the meaning of the verse. I will just read the English translation to give you an opportunity for that contemplation. I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will make confession concerning my transgressions unto the Lord. And thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Selah. The year 5777 has the energy of the goats. There are two verses in that that connect to that energy in the Tanakh as well. The first verse that we study of the two is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Sod saduni katsipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letter of these words, we're able to create Satsuki Ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final words, the final letters of these words, we have Dir Yam, translation, Sea of Tenants. The second verse is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tashin Ayin Zion. The letters of that name are separated by seven letters each. Kim ba Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadibaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. The year 5776 also has two verses. The first of the two verses, the energy of 5776 is that of the pause. And the first of the two verses that connect to this pause is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka Kohanim Hayulimat. Willo yachlu lehavshit et kol ha'olot vayehaskum achechem ha'levim ad kelot hamlacha v'ad yitkachu ha'kohanim ki ha'levim yishrei leval v'hitkadesh me'ha'kohanim. The second, well, this verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of these words, we are able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe, Lalahe, Wawawa, Yolayo, Alame, Hey, 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 Aka'a, Breka'ha. The second verse connecting to the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidhu ba'adonai yohewahe ade ad kibiya yohe adonai yohewahe zur olami. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy. The first that we verse that we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishe mimeni lo tarpeni yad biliruki. Next we study 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavo yiyam. Asher yitchabe sham moshavtem elai el nacho v'halakti ichem v'chayayim yashno v'aretz v'fipasti oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. And the third is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved roal yomru ayo. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. The verse we study is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. This is the only verse in the Tanakh that has connects to this energy. Usanti makom liami li Israel untati vishakan tahta vilo yirgaz od vilo yosifu vene avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We'll now connect to the 72 names of God. And we do so by saying the letters of these names using their root vowel. Wahe wahayo layo sayote alame mehe shila lahe aka akaheta he zayo alata la awahe hea yozalame behe. Hey reyo hey kome ba awa kalayo la wa wa pe he la nu la ha yo 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 me la hey 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 wa nu ta hey hey a yo re ta shi a hey reyo yo awa me la ka be wa shi re. Yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da anu yo he a me re he a yo yo sa he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la a re yo a shi la me yo he wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a a. Ame ne, nu nu a nu yota, me be he pe wa yo, nu me me yo yo la, he re he me sa re, wa me be yo he he, a nu wa me he yo, da me be me nu ko, a yo a he be wa, re a he yo be me. Hey, yo, yo, me, wa, me. There are three names in this chart that connect to this current year of 5778. Name number 13, which relates to heaven on earth. Name number 14, farewell to arms. And name number 30, building bridges. The 72 names from the Tzaddikim, we've connect to in the same manner with the root vowels. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me. La wa wa ka be yo, la yo wa pe nu la, nu me ha yo he yo, me nu he 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 wa, nu yo he he shi a, yo re ta shi a he, re la yo a wa me, la yo be wa he re, yo yo la la he he, ka a ko me nu da. Anu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la a re yo a la me ta he wa he wa yo da la yo he yo shi a la me nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo. Nuko me yo re la he be he me za re. Wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo. Da he be me ka ko Ala am hey hey wa. Re la hey yo yo me hey la yo me hey me. Name number 30 in this chart is in the same location, and it's the same name, same letters, as in the 72 names of God. The essence of it is building bridges, and it's there to remind us, to teach us how important building bridges is. The Sadiqim who left this day, the 27th day of Tevet, a very great sage from the 1800s, Rabbi Shimon Raphael Hirsch. He was he wrote some tremendous essays in refuting the claims of the Enlightenment period, what historians called the Enlightenment period. Rabbi Shmuel Hillel Schenker, Rabbi Kalman Avraham Goldberg, Rabbi Menashe Yitzhak Meir Eichenstein of Zidichov, Rabbi Avraham Simcha HaKohen Kaplan, Rabbi Pinchas Hirschsprung. And as our normal pattern on Sunday, those who left on the 28th day of Tevet, which starts this evening at sundown, Rabbi Shmuel Berenbaum, and the 8th verse of the Ana B'Koach we say in a whisper. Today's class is available on the Revealed Wisdom on the Unique Astrological Times link that is underneath the two pictures on the right of every Yeshem webpage, or at the bottom of the page if you're using a mobile device. When that link opens up, please scroll down to the section on Shovavim. And the page that we will be working with is the material for a Tanit Dibur, the PDF file. But also, we will be working on a page that is the first link under the holiday of Tu Bishvat, the blessing of the trees. And I will say, we will start with the blessing of the trees, but I will explain. This has been in my webpage for about 3 years, and I don't think I ever did a class lesson on it other than a few words to explain it at the time of Nisan. We have so much to discuss and to study for Nisan that I just never get around to this particular teaching. And so it's a teaching that is appropriate for Tu Bishvat, the holiday, the new year of the trees. And the reason why, one of the reasons why we connect to the trees has to do with the fact that trees are the tallest organisms on the earth. And what does it mean to be tall? It means you've gone against gravity. You've grown away from gravity. But what is gravity? As the Kabbalah explains, it's the desire to receive for oneself alone. And so there is a blessing to say, one time a year, that connects you to this moving away from the desire to receive for oneself alone. And that is the blessing of the trees. But if you did not do it in Nisan, for whatever reason, and you have not done it during this year, the second best time to say this blessing is at Tu B'Shvat. And this is why I am teaching it at this time. The new month of Nisan begins in Nisan, of course. If you don't live in Eretz Yisrael, which has blossoming trees in the month of Nisan, you can rely on Harav Ariel Bar Sadak of Kosher Torah, who holds that you can say the blessing on two fruit trees that grow in a conservatory, in an arboretum. And I am adding, please make sure you see two different trees that are in bloom. It is preferable to see two different species of trees in bloom as well. Can you answer the question as to why you need to see two trees? So in these first few words, we have explained one of the principles of when you can say this blessing. The first time in any year where you have seen two trees that are in blossoming, that are in bloom, that are representing the springtime, the renewal from the winter, the starting of the growth of trees, the growth of fruit. When you see this, two different species is preferable, but at least two different trees in bloom. When you see this, it is good to say this blessing. We are taught to run after mitzvot and to do them as early as possible. That's why it's preferable to do it in Nisan, even though the new year of the trees is in Tu B'Shvat. Continuing to read. According to the Ben Ish Chai, a Kabbalist and a leader of the Sephardic Jewish community of Baghdad 100 years ago, 150 now, seeing the blooming of the tree teaches us an important lesson. When we see how the tree, which during the winter was dry and withered, and is now in full bloom, we are revitalized. When we watch the transformation of nature, the renewal of nature, we gain the courage and inspiration to lift out of our despair. And it reminds us that Hashem has given us the tools to renew ourselves. Based on the Kabbalist Rabbi Yerachmiel Tiles of Kabbalah Online, who writes that this blessing has special significance. According to the Arizal, when children of Israel make this blessing, they are able to redeem souls who have been reincarnated into the vegetable realm, making it possible for them to continue or to complete their tikkun. It should therefore be said with intense concentration and kavanah. I am adding, this is similar to the teaching regarding chewing challah at least 100 times on Shabbat during the months of Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, and Tammuz, as these are the months which supports the movement of souls between the vegetable and the animal kingdoms. Remember, not all months are equal. I will also mention, because we're discussing this prior to Tu Bishvat. What if you're saying the blessing in Tu Bishvat? What? How does this relate to reincarnation? And the answer is, time is an illusion along with all aspects of physicality. You can put yourself in the frame of reference of Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, and Tammuz. It's up to you. Your consciousness will take you into that time frame, as long as you think that that's where you are. There is where you will be. Rabbi Avraham writes that reciting this blessing means doing a very great act of chesed, loving kindness with the whole of Israel, for all of Israel are one united soul. All our souls that were, that are, and that will be, become from the same place, from under the throne of the glory of Hashem. They are interlinked beyond the physical limits of body, time, and space, as we know them. Just as the neshamot of the departed can intercede on our behalf upstairs, so should we help those souls who cannot be elevated without our help. And I am adding, who knows, you might even owe or cleanse a tikkun relationship with the soul that you are elevating. Also, it is desirable to follow the blessing with a donation of 3 coins to tzedakah, corresponding to the 3 soul levels of nefesh, ruach, and neshama. The Ben Ish Chai recommends giving 4 coins for the elevation of the soul of one's departed parents. This is based on the 4 letters of the name Havaya, Yud Hey Vav Hey. The following Zohar indicates how Nisan is an opportune time to assist these wandering souls. The Zohar in Balak, Volume 3, page 196b, and that is not the Zohar with the Sulam commentary, so I'm not sure where it is other than it is in Balak. And Balak saw. Rabbi Elazar said, certainly what Rabbi Chiya said, it is a concealed matter. However, it is written, even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself. Did King David then say this about a simple bird? It is only that we were taught how beloved are the souls to the Holy One, blessed be He. If you say all the souls in the world, it is not so. It is only the souls of the righteous whose dwellings are with him. Their dwellings are above and their dwellings are below, as we were taught. Even the sparrow has found a home, refers to the spirits of the just. We were taught that there are 3 outer walls to the Garden of Eden. Between each one of them, many spirits and souls walk leisurely there, and they derive pleasure from the fragrance enjoyed by the righteous that are inside the Garden of Eden, although they themselves did not earn the merits to enter. However, it is written of the enjoyable pleasure of the just that are inside. Neither has the eye seen that God is beside you. There are designated days during are the days of Nisan and Tishrei, when these spirits wander and visit the place that they should. Even though there are lots of occasions when they wander, these days are marked and are visible on the outer walls of the garden, each one individually in a depiction of chirping birds, regularly each morning. That chirping is a praise to the Holy One, blessed be He, and a prayer about the lives of the human beings in this world, because in these days, the children of Israel are busily involved in the precepts and the mitzvot of the Master of the world. Then these birds appear to be chirping happily, and they chirp and whisper praises and gratitudes and pray for the living of this world on the walls of the Garden of Eden. Rabbi Shimon said, "Eleazar, you certainly spoke well, since these spirits are definitely there. But what would you say?" And the swallow, the Hebrew word is drawer, and the swallow a nest for herself. He said, "This is what I was taught. This refers to the holy soul that rises above and ascends to a hidden and stored area where neither has the eye seen that Hashem is beside you." Before we say the blessing, it is good to say Psalm 29. This is a teaching of the Ben Ish Chai. We're right now, we will discuss Psalm 29 in this class, but right now we're going to skip down below the verses of the Psalm, which to a paragraph that starts, it's right at almost at the end of the page, and it starts, "We are told that upon seeing fruit trees in bloom during the spring, we may say this blessing, but only once per year, with joy and concentration." And I am adding, "when we see at least two fruit trees in bloom." The blessing is as follows. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam shelo chisar be'olomo kulam kulom avera bo beriot tovot ve'elonot tovot liyuchanot bahem b'nei adam. The English translation, "Blessed are you, Hashem, our God, King of the universe, for nothing is lacking in his universe, and he created in it good creatures and good trees to cause mankind pleasure with them." Now I am going to read something that is not on the handout yet. It's not on any handout yet, but I will be putting it on there when we get to the point of Psalm 29. Psalm 29 is said on the fifth day of the monthly cycle. Some people say the psalm prior to saying the blessing of the trees, as we just mentioned. The name of Hashem appears 18 times in this psalm. This corresponds to which our sages have established the 18 blessings in the Amidah. The entire psalm can be interpreted as referring to the giving of the Torah and to the ingathering of the exiles. The above kavanah is a traditional kavanah to use when saying this psalm. Here is an alternative kavanah. The name of God appears the alternative kavanah. Just as trees demonstrate the tool binding by striking, zivug b'haka'ah, by growing against gravity, the desire to receive for oneself alone. People, by blessing trees, are connecting to life, which is the effect of zivug b'haka'ah. By saying the name of Hashem 18 times. The first word in the psalm is mizmor, which is quite fitting. This word is a cutting word, and is explained by Rabbi Sutton in section 6 of the introduction of the PDF file, that it is a pruning word, and it is appropriate for trees to be pruned, as nature herself prunes trees through natural causes like fires and other methods. There are 11 verses in the psalm, and 11 is a number that relates to all of creation, since it includes the negative system along with the 10 sephirot of the positive system. There are 92 words in these 11 verses. 92 is a number that relates to the unity of the spiritual world with the physical world. And this is due to the number 92 being 91 plus a kolel. 92 is the gematria of the Hebrew word tortoise, as well as turtle. Also, the Hebrew word, your mercy, chasido, has the gematria of 92. The 37th name in the 72 names of God, and also in the 72 names from the Tzaddikim, has this gematria of 92, when added to the name of El, Aleph Lamed. El relates to chesed. The energy of this number and this name is translated as mercy to the ego. And this is also a good kavanah to utilize for saying the blessing in Nisan, as well as in any time you say this blessing. We are now jumping to the PDF file, which is titled Yearning for Redemption. And we are on page 35. Of the Psalm section, which is page 107 of the whole document. Psalm 29. I'm reading the introduction. Mizmor le David, speaks of the different times when Hashem revealed himself in history and of the powerful impact that this had and will continue to have until the advent of the Messianic era and the Great Shabbat. It is thus sung universally before Lecha Dodi every Friday night. As a prerequisite or a preparation for the welcoming of the Shabbat, there are 10 psalms sung each Friday night to welcome the Shabbat. Psalm 29 is one of those 10. The reason for this is that every 7-day weekly cycle embodies in miniature an entire 7,000-year cycle. Thus, just as we bring to mind the powerful effect of the voice of Hashem, Kol Hashem, Al Hamayim, Hashem's voice on the forces of history on a weekly basis, so too, and perhaps even more so, should it be on the millennial scale. This psalm therefore alludes to the social upheaval that will prevail during the final throes of history before the advent of the Messianic era and the seventh millennium. The key to the psalm is in King David's use of nature and natural imagery, or imagery of nature, oceans, trees, mountains, and animals, to describe both powerful natural forces and powerful historical forces. That is, he prophetically foresaw that the world of nature would literally undergo dramatic changes as the Messianic era was about to dawn. He also saw metaphorically, that the nations of the world, who are likened to the forces of nature, would experience complete breakdown until they align themselves with Israel in bringing about Hashem's plan of creation. There is a lot to contemplate in that introduction to the psalm by Rabbi Sutton. And I will leave you to that process. Now, we are not going to read the psalm with the same pattern that we do during the Tanit Dibur, but we will read it in Hebrew and in English. Mizmor le David, Avu Adonai b'nei Elim, Avu Adonai b'chavod va'oz. Mizmor le David, a cutting psalm to penetrate to the essence of Israel's mission, by David. Ascribe greatness to Hashem, O Israel, you children of mighty ancestors. Ascribe to Hashem all glory and might. Tavu l'Adonai kevod shemo, tishtachavu l'Adonai v'chadrat kodesh. Ascribe to Hashem the honor due his name. Bow to Hashem and place yourselves entirely in his service, with trembling in the splendor of his holy sanctuary. Kol Adonai al hamayim el hakavod hirim, Adonai al mayim rabim. Hashem's voice was heard over the waters of the Red Sea, the Yam Suf. The omnipotent Hashem of glory thundered over the Egyptians. Hashem continues to rule over many waters. the conflicting forces of history. Footnote 61, Hashem's name. As mentioned in Psalm 29, 18 times, was the basis for establishing the original 18 blessings of the weekday Amidah. Since seven of these 18 refer specifically to the phrase Kol Yudke Vavke, the voice of Hashem, this became the basis for establishing seven blessings in each Amidah of Shabbat. Rabbi Alexander Ziskiner writes, these 18 Havayot contain 72 letters, paralleling the expansion of Hashem's name connecting to Chokhmah. Yud Vav Dalad, Hey Yud, Vav Yud Vav, and Hey Yud. The gematria of this spelling is 72, which shares the same gematria as Chesed, loving kindness. Additionally, the 11 verses in this psalm, corresponding to the Vav and Hey of the blessed Havaya. Finally, the 91 words in the psalm equal the combined gematria of Yudke Vavke and Adonai. It's possible that I miscounted it, but I think it's 92 words, and I've explained that it does relate to the 91 with the Kolel. Returning to the Hebrew. Kol Adonai ba'koach, Kol Adonai bechadar. Please notice that in the Hebrew, in this particular PDF file, Rabbi Sutton has bolded or raised the term Kol Adonai to a higher level by having it in a larger typeface. English translations of verse 4. Hashem's voice resounded with might on Mount Sinai. Hashem's voice continues to resound with majesty in the Torah he gave to his people. Kol Adonai shover arazim vayishaber Adonai et arzei halevanon. Hashem's voice shatters mighty cedars, the kingdoms that resist his power. Hashem will shatter the mighty cedars of Lebanon, the foreign powers that dominate Israel. Vayarkiden kimo egelivanon vasrayon kimo ben ve'amin ra'amin. He will cause them, world powers that once seemed stable, to dance about like young calves. Lebanon and Syria will skip like antelopes. Do you see history in that verse? The seventh pasuk. Kol Adonai chotzev lahavodesh. Please notice the different vowels that he is using in the phrases Kol Adonai. Hashem's voice will hew away darkness with laser beams of fire. Kol Adonai Yachil Midbar Yachil Adonai Midbar Kadesh. Hashem's voice will make a barren world experience birth travail. Hashem will cause a barren world to go into labor when he begins to reveal his holiness. Footnote number 62. Hashem's voice, Yachil Midbar, will make a barren world experience birth travail. Yachil Hashem Midbar Kadesh. Hashem will cause a barren world to go into labor when he begins to reveal his holiness. Rashi, the meaning of Yachil is as in Chil Ha-Kayoleda, birth pangs, like a woman in labor. Hirsch, Chil is labor, the act of giving birth. Yachil is a hip-feel form. It's causative. Thus, even today, the voice of Hashem, which speaks to us through his Torah, will transform any state of midbar, barrenness, wilderness, deprivation, isolation, or danger into the birth pangs of a better and truer life. Rabbi Sutton is indicating a spiritual law, but he's concealing it by not addressing it directly. What is that spiritual law? That in order to receive something as you transition from one frame of reference to another, as you grow spiritually, as you transition to new cycles, there needs to be travail, there needs to be birth pangs. There needs to be pain. But as women know especially well, the birth pangs of a child varies from child to child. It varies from woman to woman. That understanding is teaching us that pain does not have to be severe. That pain does not have to be long-lasting. We are in control of shortening the process of these birth pangs and sweetening the happening of these birth pangs. Continuing to read in the Hebrew, verse 9. Kol Adonai Yachol El Ayalon Ve'yechesod Ye'arod Uve'kalo Kulo Me'ar Kavod. Hashem's voice will cause the children of Israel, who are likened to female deer, to go into labor. But first he will expose the nations who are likened to forests until all that remains within his sanctuary bespeaks his glory. Footnote 63. Until all that remains within his sanctuary bespeaks his glory. Rabbi Hirsch, whose Yortzeit is tonight, his Hilulah is today, all that is Hashem's, every product of his creation and of his sovereignty, serves to proclaim his greatness and declare his glory. All that is his bespeaks kavod, the glory, proclaiming his presence and declaring his glory in the physical world. King David knows that the whole world is Hashem's sanctuary and that everything bespeaks his glory. Mashiach ben David will be the lightning rod through whom this consciousness will be poured out on all of mankind. Continuing to read at verse 10 in the Hebrew, Adonai Lama Buya Shavayeshev Adonai Melech Veolam. As during the flood, Hashem remains unchanged throughout history, and Hashem will reign unchanged throughout eternity. The 11th verse. Adonai Oz Le'amo Ken Adonai Yivarech Et Amo Vashalom. Nothing can alter his will. Hashem will grant his people the inner strength to be victorious over all evil. Hashem will bless his people with the ability to bring the world to perfection and to peace. This is the end of our study for today. I hope you enjoyed learning about the blessing of the trees, as it is a very significant blessing, and I highly recommend doing this mitzvah. If you have not done it in Nisan for this year, which is really the last half of 5777 and the first half of 5778, then I suggest you do it on the holiday of Tu Bishvat, which will happen in 2 weeks from Wednesday. This coming Wednesday. Does anyone have any questions? Our class this afternoon will be continuing our study of advanced reincarnation, and that will take place at 3 p.m. West Coast time. Our class is tomorrow, Monday, which in America is a holiday known as the birth date of Martin Luther King. We'll commence at 7 a.m. with the continuing our Tanit Dibur. I believe we're at Psalm 9. At 4:30 will be a mini Zohar, which I think we are continuing our study of section 25 in the Parasha of Noah. And at 7 o'clock, we will continue our study of Rabbi Ashlag's essays. I remind you that Rosh Chodesh and our Rosh Chodesh is Wednesday, starting Tuesday night at sundown. And so our Rosh Chodesh connection will be Tuesday at our 7 o'clock class. I hope you will join us. It's always good to learn about the new month, but especially the month of Shavuot. If there are no questions, and you're more than welcome to ask questions, I will wish each and everyone a shalom. A completion that brings you peace, that brings you serenity, that eliminates the chaos, because you have changed yourself so the chaos will not find you. Shalom to all. Have a beautiful day, evening, holiday. Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you.
Thank you.